broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 27th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. As you know, we reject revolution. That's right. Don't forget it. We're also convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by our founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. You got that? Good. This is indeed Liberty Roundtable Live. We are live every morning. Wake up to news the networks refuse to use. Best of all, we're live 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. On the Sabbath, we do what the good Lord asks us to do, and we take a rest. If you want to donate to the broadcast, every penny will make a big difference. We need 1 million listeners to put in $1 a day, and we can take on the mainstream press like you've never seen before. Our website's libertyroundtable.com. That's the website for this radio broadcast, this radio talk show. We are syndicated by lovingliberty.net, the Loving Liberty Radio Network. And that network not only has Liberty Roundtable Live, but a bunch of other incredible talk shows. Check them all out at lovingliberty.net. And on that website, you can download the live and on-demand radio apps for Android and iPhone. Incredible stuff. Live radio around the clock. Also archived broadcasts on demand. So you can listen to this show live if you've got time in the mornings. But if you don't, you can just download the app and listen anytime your little heart desires. How do you like that? That's why we need your funding to grow our presence, to improve our apps. You can not only listen to live and on-demand radio free via the phone apps or the website or other streaming services, but you can also, ladies and gentlemen, check out the Twitter feed. Keep an eye on some of the news stories we're following on Twitter and more, all via the phone app. Donate today, libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net, and spread the word, would you please? All right, without further ado, a recap of yesterday's broadcast shall commence now. Poll, 25% in the U.S. say that the true president is still Donald Trump. I kid you not, that's according to a Reuters/Ipsos poll that was released. USA Today with the article. They say not only does 25% of Americans believe that Donald Trump is still the president, 53% of Republicans say Trump is still the true president. Now, you got to get a load of that, and you say, well, why would people think that, folks? It isn't true. You know, weren't you there for the inauguration? Da-da-da-da-da. I understand all that, ladies and gentlemen. All I'm telling you is people believe that there was vote fraud. There was a vote scam that went on. And I'm convinced that it's true as well, and I'm not even a Republican. Well, Sam, if you're not a Republican, what the heck? I'm just a God-fearing American. What are you? There now. I don't really go Republican, Democrat, left, right, blue, red stuff. I just look at a candidate and say, do they keep their oath of office? Do I have a track record of them having fidelity to the supreme law of our land? And if they do, then they're a friend of mine and I would vote for them. And if they don't, then I simply agree to disagree and would say, you're not one to serve me. That's all. No hostility, no hatred. Maybe you can go educate yourself and come on back when you're ready to have fidelity to the supreme law. Okay, there are checks and balances that you must adhere to if you're going to represent me. It's that simple. And furthermore, I'm looking for good, honest, wise servants of the Republic. I don't want career politicians. I want you to get there, do your job to try to solve whatever is your hot button or whatever reason that you feel like you want to take a stint and serve. And then I want you to get the heck out so somebody else can do the same. I'm not interested in career politicians. So to me, it's about protecting life, liberty, and property. It's about promoting God, family, and country. It's about getting in, doing the job, and letting someone else take a turn. And it's about saying, listen, I'm here for a purpose. That is to carry out my oath of office. That's the kind of people that I want to advocate for. The headline says, because you aren't stupid, our founding fathers would be the first to revolt against the Biden-Harris regime. I picked apart that headline. I chopped it into three parts and showed you how they manipulate people with those kind of headlines. They're dishonest and immoral. Okay, I'm not stupid, first of all, and don't assert that the only way I can not be stupid is to agree with you. Right? Since you're not stupid. Everybody knows. These kind of manipulative phrases are dishonest. A lot of people fall for them. I don't. I am not stupid, and that's why I'm convinced the founding fathers would not be the first to revolt. They would not. Go look at the history, and you'll find out absolutely different reality. Therefore, I'm intelligent, and I'm telling you, they'd be the last to revolt. And when we say against the Biden-Harris administration, we don't need to revolt. We just simply need to impeach them and or replace them, depending on the need. There are constitutional remedies, is the point. And we ought to use those constitutional remedies and those checks and balances to insist on constitutional limited government. After all, we have a constitutional democratic republic, right? Understand that. Defend that all the day long, would you please? Can you trust the CDC regarding pregnancy? Women across America now feel like the answer is clearly a resounding no. Women across America now are forming Facebook groups and other chat groups, and they're sharing how their own bodies are reacting to COVID-19 vaccines. And it ain't pretty, folks. It's not pretty at all. So beware of that. We also talked about Christians in defense of Israel. And I mentioned my personal view on the topic. And that is this. I understand the biblical Israel, right? And I defend the biblical Israel. I defend God's inheritance of lands, God-giving lands to certain groups, and restoring people to their inherited lands, etc. I accept the biblical general understanding of that, no doubt. But I don't back governments like Israel or the United States or any other government when they have gone rogue. And I believe Israel and the United States and many other governments right now are really controlled by communist interests, by nefarious swamp monsters or individuals, groups, whatever you want to say. And they are calling the shots to a great degree. All right, since Biden and Harris have been in place over the last 4 months, it has been disaster. So many constitutional provisions have been violated, and so many, in my opinion, right-thinking topics have been upended and manipulated. Just take pro-life, for example. They're doubling down on pro-death at the federal level right now. The states are doing a good job defending truth, and I hope the court defends that as well. Time will tell. We need to rein in pro-death bureaucrats, that's for sure. All I'm telling you is that I don't defend the general Israel as it currently stands. Remember, Israel is the country that assaulted the USS Liberty. By the way, the anniversary of that's coming up. We'll have some guests on to talk about that and to highlight that. Remember, false flags do happen in government, ladies and gentlemen. It is not deniable. And we've gotten to the bottom of some of the USS Liberty, but not all of it. Meaning that in the radio blogosphere or whatever else, we've talked to survivors of it. We've really drilled in and got to a lot of the facts. But the mainstream press and the government and the Wikipedia pages and all over the place, the narrative is still manipulated on that. Israel was flat out the enemy, criminal enemy. And so I don't back that kind of government dishonesty, no matter where it comes from. See, we need to learn to understand principle and make popular that which is good and honorable and right and reject that which is false, fake news. We need to make it unpopular. That's what we, the people, need to do. And that's a recap of yesterday's award-winning broadcast, still available at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net via the websites, via podcast, via the live and on-demand phone apps, and more. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Facebook and Instagram are now giving you the option to hide likes. That's right. So, you know, the like thing was kind of interesting because I always kind of thought, you know, if you have a like button, should you have a dislike button? Or if you have a like button, should you have a love button and a dislike and a hate button? And you get four choices. Anyway, it's kind of a weird topic. You can like something or say nothing, I guess. Remain silent or like something. But now you have the option to hide the likes. So if I like something and then the author of that hides my likes, you know, you kind of got to ask the question, how does that change the landscape? If a million people like something but the likes are hidden and you can't see that anybody likes it at all, what happens? So Facebook and Instagram, in my opinion, are kind of crossing a very interesting manipulative line. And I'll tell you why. It all depends on the reasons that somebody hides the likes. And if right now they're letting you hide the likes, how long will it be till they'll be manipulated likes? Huh? Let's say that I decide I want one article to have likes and another article not to have likes. But then one article's favorable to something and one article's against something. And because I hid the likes on one and then they manipulate the likes on the other, you can develop a very interesting landscape, making the American people or people around the world using Facebook and Instagram to believe something or understand something completely out of context by its lack of likability, if you will, or overstated likability. Very interesting manipulative technology coming to the table right before your very eyes. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The Foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back with you live, Brian Rust, RustQuittingGift.com on your radio. Welcome, my friend.
Hey, thank you much, Sam. Glad to be with you.
Thank you so much. Gold sitting where, my friend?
1,898.30.
All right. Wow. That's a bit up, almost $1,900, right? $1,898.30.
Yeah, we pushed over $1,900, and then we're, yeah, dipped back a bit, but yeah.
All right. Here. Good news. Silver?
$2,782.
All right. $2,782. How much are those Silver Eagle silver dollars looking right now?
They're sitting about $43.
Whoa, hold on a minute. Silver only went up like a dollar or two since we last talked a couple weeks ago, at least on the spot price. And you're telling me it's gone up like $5 or something like that on the other?
Yeah, the demand
heck's going
is there.
On?
Yeah, you got a good demand pushing that metal. Then they're coming out with kind of a new variety of a different reverse, the backside. Hold on, slow down.
So when you say the rebirth, the backside, what you're saying is they've updated the look and feel of the 2021 Silver Eagles Silver Dollar?
Yeah, they haven't come out yet, but they should be, I think, well, delivery might be more July, end of July, August type thing. Yeah.
Are they awesome? Are they neat?
Yeah, they got a pretty nice looking back. It's a good look, I think.
All right. Do you think that's why people are getting all over them, or do you think it's just naturally they want the silver?
Well, I think both sides. I think some people like that, you know, a new product coming out this year being a smaller mintage per se. I mean, if they're only producing for half the year one type and then half the year for the other type, plus all that's been going on as far as some of the mints shutting down, that mintage for most collectors, I guess, would be the mintage and condition kind of drives all collecting base. So it's low mintage and so on. So that would be a bright spot for somebody that looking to invest and think, well, this lower mintage might be a better piece, and that might have more of a potential even higher than maybe just investing as a metal.
Wow. All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we got to hear where rhodium is. Is it rocking and rolling?
Rhodium's down a bit. We're sitting at 18,500.
Oh, what did it go up to there for a while?
It was pushing 28,500.
Kurt just went broke, didn't he?
Well, actually, if you base it on a few years ago, I mean, I was selling what? I had some rhodium bars there at $2,500, and it went to 28,000. That's a pretty so even 18,500 still pretty high based on that.
Amen to that. Well, you sure hope Kurt Cosby let some rhodium fly at the height of the
that's right.
Roller coaster there, my friend.
That's right. Put a little more honey. Wow. Take some of that money and put it into honey.
I heard that. Wow, that's just crazy town. I don't really know how to even respond almost to those numbers of things relating to metals, though. It just seems so intense.
Yeah, I mean, it's well, it's there again, you know, we're looking more on a paper product type spot, you know, that's the exchange type market. And then your supply demand realistically is what where it should be, and that's why we're seeing Silver Eagles over $40 and gold. Most of the gold that I'm selling is running, you know, $100 over this price and up from there. And so it's
what's the ratio of gold and silver? Because it's been quite out of whack too, and it seems like it's even getting more so.
Well, I think it's not as high as it was. I mean, right now, okay. What is that? It's if you're 18, let's see, 18, 98.
All right.
Equals, so you're about 68, just over 68.
Okay, and it got up to 90 and almost 100 there for a bit, right?
Yeah, it was over 100. Yeah, it was over 100. So it's come back down a little bit. They're trying to, you know, pull those metals a little closer together. But it's, yeah, I mean, the war or the rage goes on. I mean, the paper continues to do its thing. The big investors on paper, you know, continue to pay their fines for illegal trading. I think they're now even pushing closer to $1 billion in fines.
Yeah, spoofing fines, right?
Yeah, if you're making $5 billion or so plus, I guess $1 billion sounds like a lot, but if you're making $5 billion and you're fine, okay, I still got $4 billion profit. That's pretty good day's work.
Yeah, I want to just stay in the middle in the millions, so they don't worry about me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
All right. Interesting. It should be 15-20 to 1 though, right? Just so people understand the appropriate ratios.
I think if we were around the 35-1, I think that's kind of we got to an established point there at one time. But, yeah, that I think was pretty good.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There's an interesting article that I want to brief Brian on and get his take. This is fascinating. I've been telling you forever from the very start, ladies and gentlemen, don't dip your toe in the crypto. And people kind of laughed at that phrase and everything else. And I agree, it's kind of a little comedy there. At the same time, it's deadly serious. Here's the headline. Scammers take a shine to digital currency. Susan Tomper writes the piece, and it says this, Brian. Mix two hot trending names, cryptocurrency, and Elon Musk. Well, you've got a recipe for ripping people off. During the past 6 months, consumers reported losing more than $2 million in cryptocurrency to celebrity impersonators, according to the Federal Trade Commission. Face it, Las Vegas wouldn't be Vegas without Elvis impersonators, the article says. And scams often aren't the same without impersonating some celebrity, in this case, CEO Elon Musk. As the Bitcoin buzzes the building, scammers have been angling with bogus investments, pretending to be someone else, duping consumers in record numbers. Some victims, according to the FTC, also reported losing money to scammers posing as, quote, Coinbase, a well-known cryptocurrency exchange. A Troy, Michigan resident told police in March that they were contacted by a website saying, hey, we want you to convert some money to crypto coin. You'll make a bunch of money. It got scammed. The victim gave the site a copy of her driver's license, but not her banking information. Chase Bank later contacted her and said, hey, tens of thousands of dollars are being transferred from your savings to your checking. One day, $4,000 was moved. The next day, they transferred $77,000. Then they worked on transferring. They tried to make 50 wire transfers of $1,000 each, hoping to nab $50,000 total. Of course, the bank stopped all the wire transfers, changed all the bank account numbers, saved her bacon. But consumers need to be aware. The scammers have access to all sorts of information that's already out there. And if they can get a little piece here, a little piece there, pretty soon they create this dossier that gives them tremendous authority over your finances. A scammer, for example, could have cobbled together information bought on the dark web due to a security breach, social media, etc. Passwords could be stolen in data breaches. If you use the same passwords other places, they can just rifle through the next website to get more little teeny tidbits that they cobble together. Criminals work quickly, they say. According to banking industry experts, 40% of fraudulent activity associated with hacking a bank account takes place in a single day. It's recommended that you contact the bank right away if you see or think of any problems. Nearly 7,000 people across the country reported losing more than $80 million on all sorts of cryptocurrency-related scams. Anyway, it goes on and on and on, this article. Then the younger people mock the old people and say, "Ha, we wouldn't fall for that crap." Well, it turns out young people get scammed more than older people even. Why? Because they have a need to make money and a need to prove themselves, and that desperation helps those scammers who take a shine to this stuff exploit them. All right. Let's see, some victims ended up being tempted by so-called giveaway scams, or somehow a celebrity like Elon Musk or somebody would offer you more money if you just put in a little bit. Some saw videos where others are using these celebrities to make you believe it's really them. Anyway, they say these scams are even bigger scams because it's harder to trace this stuff than even gift cards. Anyway, it goes on. I want to get Brian's response right after the pause. You are listening to Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com, with your Honest Money Report with Sam Bushman on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden ordered aides to find answers to the origins of the virus that caused COVID-19, saying on Wednesday that U.S. intelligence agencies are including the possibility of a laboratory leak in China. The Biden administration on Wednesday defended in U.S. District Court for Alaska a massive ConocoPhillips oil and gas project approved during the Trump administration. President Biden's shift from fossil fuel started on day one of his term, but this project is near and dear to Senator Lisa Murkowski, the Republican from Alaska. Facebook posts claiming that COVID-19 was man-made will no longer be removed by the social media giant. Wednesday's announcement reflects a change on the origins of the pandemic in recent days. The Wall Street Journal reported that three researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology were hospitalized in November 2019 after falling ill with COVID-like symptoms, well before China announced the outbreak. USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has concluded his two-day Mideast tour in an effort to shore up the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Amman was the last stop for the secretary, where he met with King Abdullah II, thanking the Jordanian monarch for his role that led to an end of the 11-day bloody conflict. Mr. Blinken said the countries in the region must work together if there is to be lasting peace.
If we want to avoid a return to the harrowing violence of recent weeks, the countries of this region need to help and support one another.
While in the region, Mr. Blinken also met with the Israeli Prime Minister, assuring Mr. Netanyahu that Jerusalem had a right to defend itself and the Hamas rulers in Gaza would not benefit from any reconstruction effort put forth by the international community.
The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is being implemented by two Egyptian delegations, one in Israel and one in the Palestinian territories. USA Radio News.
Scammers take a shine to digital currency. Susan Tomper with the report. I've been warning people forever not to dip their toe in the crypto. Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com with me, well-known coin dealer, coin expert, if you will, to keep you out of trouble and make sure you get real possession of your assets, if you will. Brian, I've been telling people not to dip their toe in the crypto, man. These folks are diving in head first, buddy, and getting tweaked.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, it's that's what scares me about the digital age, in the sense that, you know, physical, I have it right in my hand. I can barter with it. I can, you know, it has real value. I just worry about, you know, if they can scam these, you know, through technical devices or so on. You, one minute you got money in your account, the next you don't, and you're scrambling trying to save your money. I just the push of a button can move it here or there and wherever, and I just don't like that, like where we're headed. So it's just too much more control to someone that they don't seem they can ever really stop these scammers. And that's the thing that's scary, too. I mean, they want to take care of us in all aspects. But, man, they don't seem to ever control the people that want to do us harm. They just let that keep going. So I don't know. I think we need real money.
Amen. We need real money. We need to return to constitutional currency, gold and silver. But interestingly enough, the federal government, the U.S. government is calling for stricter cryptocurrency compliance. That's on one hand, which concerns me, CNBC with that piece. But the U.S. government is also trying to do a report on possibly having their own cryptocurrency. Brian. They want their own virtual currencies.
That's the new money coming out, huh? That's the new. It's the, what do you call it? What is it? The Fed's Bitcoin or something, or
that's what they're seriously talking about. I joke not, ladies and gentlemen. For example, the headline, Treasury Crypto News, is the topic. What to know about Biden's crypto? I don't know really how to respond to that, Brian. They Biden say the Treasury crypto. Department is reporting that the proposal includes a requirement for business crypto transactions in excess of $10,000 to be reported to the IRS.
Okay, there you go.
So they're taking control, buddy.
Is this the Biden crypt? I mean, it's kind of, they put his name on it, capital letters kind of thing. It's he's saving the country, and that's,
well, that'll be debated on how that goes down. Right now, they're kind of saying, hey, we got to make sure that we keep an eye on this crypto better. That's one side of the discussion. So we'll keep an eye on and regulate and have greater controls on the current cryptos that are out there. The second idea is we need our own crypto.
So, right? So when they can push down the one, they can bring up the other? Is that?
I'm guessing yes, because here's what the next headline says. You ready?
Yeah.
Bitcoin will soon compete with the U.S. digital dollar. The heck does that mean?
That Biden's got something already out there, huh?
Biden coin, you know, is going to be front and center. I don't know what it all means, and I don't mean to be vague here, folks, but I don't think we know at this point.
Yeah.
But when they say Bitcoin will soon compete with the U.S. digital dollar, well, I'm kind of stupid, but that must mean that we'll have a digital dollar for Bitcoin to compete against, right?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, does that mean that, you know, and we, I've kind of thought, well, okay, we're pumping this fiat currency like mad, greater than we ever have ever in our country. And does that mean at some point there's a devaluation? And usually through a devaluation, you lose percentages of your value. So let's say 30-40% of your net worth just dropped because of the devaluation rate. And so possibly is that maybe going forward here, maybe they have a digital instead of coming out with a new currency and backed by this, they're just going to say, well, our new currency is a digital currency, and we're going to convert whatever fiat currency into this, and it'll save us. Maybe that's their plan. I don't know.
I think you're right, and here's the catalyst for the move. You ready? No more dirty money, Brian.
Yeah.
Already, shoppers and businesses are shunning, they say, physical cash. People don't want to handle banknotes and coins that may have been come in contact with somebody else that might have the cocoa. Some businesses are refusing cash payments due to the fear of the virus. The Fed, America's, quote, central bank, criminal as all get out, I might personally add, began quarantining U.S. dollar bills returning from Europe and Asia. They took the cash out of circulation for up to 10 days to ensure that the cash wasn't spreading COVID-19. This has all been a boon for person-to-person payments via digital transfers. So they talk about Cash App, Square, credit cards, Venmo. This makes perfect sense, they say. App-based payments cut out the middleman. Square's app allows you to send money to people directly by simply hitting a button on your smartphone. Cash App makes money spending as simple as the press of a button. Anyway, people are starting to deposit their checks straight into these payment apps rather than checking accounts. If you can save and invest and buy stuff directly through the Cash App, what's the point of having a bank, they say? You can even buy stocks through the Cash App. But it won't just be how we spend money that'll change. Money as we know it is about to undergo a major transition. Here comes the U.S. digital dollar, Brian. Believe it or not, buried in an early draft of the stimulus bills was an outline of a digital dollar proposal that got rejected. But they're coming back for round two, my friend. Brian?
Yeah, here's the bit, the Biden crypto. You know, it's interesting to see this. I've been seeing a lot of this kind of thing, you know, kind of coming about because they, you know, cashless. They want us a cashless society, and you know, when you talk about fear, you know, the fear is the fact of 1 minute you have your, you know, that's Satan's plan. Satan's plan is all about fear. Well, 1 minute you have money in your bank, the next you don't, and maybe you're under investigation because you didn't do, you know, you didn't do this, or we think you might be doing that. And that's the fear of, you know, people that, you know, and 1 minute you have it and you don't. I mean, now I've got to go prove the fact I had money somewhere, you know, and that's the kind of thing that, you know, where that scares you, I think, is the fear. Now, if you have real money, if you've got something that you can barter with, as we've bartered with since early of time, you know, that we can that has value, that you can trade for this, that, and the other, it gives you peace of mind. Well, I think they're trying to take peace of mind away, and that's Satan's plan. So, yeah, not one more step, I guess.
Here comes the U.S. digital dollar. Now, listen carefully to what I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen. Last November, the Fed wrote an open letter to policymakers. Chairman Jerome Powell at the time said the central bank was analyzing the costs and benefits of pursuing a digital currency in the U.S. What do you think of that?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think we're headed that way. That's at least their agenda.
Anyway, very, very interesting. I don't even know how to respond to this, really. Because it's just so crazy. Many of people are talking about an ultimate reset, Brian. Right. A jubilee, if you will. A global reset. You got to kind of wonder, this digital dollar, what will it be? And will it be backed by oil like the U.S. dollar? Will it be, you know, petro currency or petro whatever dollar or whatever? Or will it be backed by something else? Or will it be backed by nothing? Or will it be in conjunction with other nations? You got to really ask some hard questions, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, there's absolutely. I think you're hitting it on the head there. Yeah, it's an interesting thing. All I know is if we're digital in this sense, I mean, there's just so much vulnerability because of a button here and a button there, and they don't like this and they don't like this, so they change it. They can, you know, and we, if we're thriving based on some our income because it can pay bills and so on, well, that's the scare. 1 minute you have it, the next you don't, because they say you don't. And that's, you know, we're our hands are tied. Is that kind of the society we're going into?
I pray not, but the evidence says yes, Brian.
Yeah.
All right, hang tight. I got a couple other things to bounce off Brian Rust, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about money on your radio. How do you define money, huh? The founding fathers defined it as honest weights and measures, known as gold and silver with intrinsic value. Modern day tends to jettison that stability reality. Hang tight. Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I really don't want to talk about this, but I will. I'm just so mad. I didn't get asked to the junior prom and it's raining, which means by the time I get to school, I'm soaking wet. Dad picked me up just after I left and I was so mad I got out and he said, wait, your mom said to give you this. I forgot my lunch money and then I dropped it in the water and I was late for history and so at lunchtime I had to find something on John Stuart Mill, which of course our library didn't have. So I had to walk all the way down to the office to call my mom and she found something on the internet and called me back. And Karen, she wouldn't even help me and that's a whole nother story. But Dad helped me conjugate nouns or whatever on the way to the swim team workout, and then he read my history paper while I was in the pool, and of course I forgot the bibliography, so I had to do that with my mother when I got home, and it made me totally forget that I put my jeans in the washer that morning, and I hate it when they sit wet like that all day and smell like mildew, but my mom said she put them in the dryer while I was at the swim team, and you know, I'm just not gonna go to the prom, no matter who asks me. I just want to stay home with my mom and dad.
Family.
And just hang out.
Isn't it about time?
Unless Dustin asks me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Brian Rust, on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. I strongly advise people to get out of cryptos, man. I know you believe that you're getting rich. I know you believe that it's going to go well, but I believe it'll be short-lived, and I believe if everyone does well in cryptocurrency, the government will regulate it, strangle it, and control it. And I'm telling you that, you know what? People give up too much information. All right? You got to be very, very, very careful about the scams that are out there. And a lot of people believe, oh, man, this is just, I'm just going to make money. It's like the gold rush of modern era, fake news style, Brian.
Yeah, it's the get-rich-quick schemes, huh?
Yeah, they've been around forever, haven't they?
They have.
And they only really reward the few. I mean, sometimes you get lucky. Sometimes there's an example where it's like, man, that sure went right for me. But it's rare and fleeting no matter what, isn't it?
Yeah, you think if you've got the inside trading position, then you apparently can make trillions and billions. Seems like our Congress and government there, they have free rein to inside trading, as you know, if we were to do it, we go to jail. I think Martha Stewart, didn't she go to jail for insider trading? But
yes, sir.
But I think the government has a free range, so I guess those are the rich keep getting richer as the evil ways continue to plague out in our society.
Amen to that. I got good news for you, though, Brian. The Kelly Clarkson Show will replace Ellen DeGeneres in the Ellen Show on NBC's midday slot now. So, you know, Ellen's out, Kelly's in, buddy.
Oh, wow. Hey, there you go. I better tune up my guitar, see if I can't get on.
Yeah, man. Could you imagine Brian Rust? He'd be singing about gold and silver mining, wouldn't you, sir?
That's right. My guitar, though, is gold. It's maybe painted gold, but it carries.
Oh, it's not. It's not the golden fiddle laid at Johnny's feet kind of thing.
Yeah. Hey, that's right. Hey, that's there you go.
Hey, man. My name's Brian, and I'm just telling you right now. Take possessions of your medals, otherwise they'll rip you off there.
that's right.
Hey, man. Kellogg's. Are you having giveaways?
Well, yeah, if you get on the show, you know, maybe you bring a little bit of, I've got these fake gold bars, you know. Now, they do
tungsten
say coffee
bars
on them, but yeah, maybe I could give some of those away. That's, it's a lookalike. It's kind of like what we're talking about, you know, it's another.
What do they call that, fool's gold, Brian?
Yeah, fool's gold. That's right. I've got some of that I could dish out on the show.
Darn right. You can dupe the nation.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
All right. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, sorry. Hey, Kellogg's is in the news, buddy. You're going to love this story. You ready?
Yeah.
Kellogg spoon feeds activism what they call woke cereal. Kellogg's hasn't been sugarcoating their agenda for years. They sugarcoat their cereals. You know what I'm talking about? But its latest venture is called a create your own pronoun cereal. Yeah, it's for kids. It's bowling over parents. They're not very happy about this. And I guess they say boxes are for cereal, not people. The company insists about its new, together with Pride, Rainbow Edition.
Oh.
That donates $3 from every box to an extreme gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and queer group, GLAAD, who's out to confuse your children. They're pandering to the very left, and it's serious business indeed. A woke cereal, Brian.
Well, yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? What's their, what was their saying? Two scoops? Is that kind of what they're thinking? Is trying to...
Yeah, two scoops of Kellogg's Raisin Bran, right?
Yeah, so they're kind of pushing their agenda now. See, that's the problem, is that, you know, these big companies, they want to jump on board and push this agenda, help that. Yeah, it's okay. It's crazy, in my opinion.
I mean, I don't even know how to respond to this thing.
Yeah.
All right, its latest effort, create your own pronoun cereal. So what would be the pronoun for you, Brian?
Honest money.
Well, we're going to call you the honest money man?
Yeah. You get that box of cereal. Mine's going to be honest money. It's not going to be rainbow. It's going to be gold colored and some silver color.
What color's rhodium, man? You got to have rhodium in there, buddy.
Yeah, it's kind of a bronze, kind of a bronze color.
You know how everybody seeks for the marshmallows in Marshmallow Mateys or whatever that's called? The marshmallows.
That's right.
Okay, you're going to have little specks of rhodium in your gold and silver cereal, buddy.
That's right.
Little teeny specks of rhodium just to tease the metal lovers.
Yeah, that's right. If you collect enough of it out, if you can kind of, you know, and it tastes so good that you'd want to eat it. But if you collect it out, so it kind of grows, you have a nice little chunk at the end.
Pretty soon you have a rhodium ball as big as your fist and you're like a billionaire.
That's right.
All I know is I look at this and what is going on in our society when they literally take cereal to your children.
Yeah.
And their spoon-feeding activist woke agenda by promoting gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and partnering by sending money to from unsuspecting families to this agenda, Brian. I mean, this is getting more sinister and in your face by the day.
No doubt about it. And that's the thing. That's that, you know, these groups, they get it out there. And yeah, no, that's exactly right. But that's Satan's plan. So I guess, you know, we should probably say, okay, well, the war is on, and here's Satan's agenda, and he'll keep pushing it. So little by little, slowly lead us down to hell or something to that effect, I think, if we don't watch out.
All right. I don't know, I understand how to work on this next piece, but I'll just let it rip how it is. This story is by Tony Perkins as well. And here's the headline. The United States of America is embracing and exporting critical race theory, while the individual states of America are doing just the opposite. The Biden State Department recently encouraged American embassies around the world to fly the Black Lives Matter flag.
Oh my goodness.
On the external facing flagpoles.
Wow.
Yeah, you read that right, ladies and gentlemen. And here's the problem. So while Biden's doing that, I guess, the new sales pitch of America's top diplomats is, we hate our country and everything it stands for. You should too, kind of an idea, Brian. I don't understand how to respond to this from our government, where they've sworn an oath to uphold the supreme law of our land.
Yeah, we've turned it upside. Yeah, I mean, you're just turning it upside down. It's absolutely crazy. I mean, you know, this agenda that they're really pushing, I mean, you know, not a good agenda, and it's never proven to be a good agenda, and yet they keep pushing it like it's, oh, this is the way we need to go. It's absolutely ridiculous. And showing the world, I mean, it's yeah, well, I don't know how to respond either.
The Biden State Department recently encouraged American embassies around the world to fly the BLM flag on the external-facing flagpole. Now, I don't know even how to respond to this, because how would a Black Lives Matter group get so ingrained internal to your government? The Black Lives Matter group on their webpage says their goal is to destroy nations and to destroy families, Brian.
Yeah. See, it's everything smells of this. Just totally wrong. I mean, what we're trying to accomplish. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous that we would do that. Our American flag, I mean, they're trampling on it. What I would suggest is we sit down with those that went out and put their lives on the line and lost brothers and sisters in the war efforts. Let's hear what they have to say about replacing our flag with this Black Lives Matter flag. Yeah, it'd be interesting.
Amen to that,
right,
Brian.
There.
Now, believe it or not, you know, a lot of people believe that pledging allegiance to the flag is bogus, Brian. And I'm going to have a debate tomorrow on the radio first hour with Chris Carlson. And he's going to tell you why he believes pledge allegiance to the flag is bogus. And I'm going to defend why I think it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Yeah. I think that's awesome. We need more of it. You know, I have these military guys that come in, and they just, you know, they try to talk to some of these individuals who are pushing this agenda and so on, and they have no answer for the military. What are they going to say? You know, I lost my best friend. Oh, yeah, you shouldn't have went to war. We protested. Okay, yeah, that's right. But you have freedoms as a result of, you know, that's what they say. We've built these freedoms, and you're tearing it down. And man, they're disgusted. These military individuals are just disgusted. You know, I didn't serve, but my dad was in the Korean War, and I had uncles and others who have lost their lives. And so, yeah, I mean, this is just wrong.
All right, well, let me kind of lay it out this way. You know, when people say, well, pledging allegiance to the flag is bogus, because, hey, we don't pledge allegiance to a flag. We pledge allegiance to God, to family, to principles,
Amen.
Not to a piece of cloth, not to a piece of paper. But I argue differently on that. I agree with the point being made there. But I think what we do oftentimes is we put together something that symbolizes something else. God is very well known for his symbolism. And I agree we don't pledge allegiance to a piece of paper or a piece of material. We do pledge allegiance to the fundamental principles that are at stake, either to embrace and create liberty or to turn our backs on, and tyranny will fill the vacuum. And so even though we don't pledge allegiance to that cloth or to that paper, I get it and agree. What are we pledging allegiance to when we pledge to the flag? The flag being the symbol, we're all into symbolism, but what is behind that symbolism ought to be the discussion. Is it the blood, sweat, tears, the fortunes and the sacred honor of those who have gone before us in our incredible American heritage? And if it is, why can't we wrap it up in a symbolic something that you can see and feel and touch and handle with reverence? Just as my wedding ring on my finger is a symbol of my marriage, if I say I pledge allegiance to the wedding ring, I'm not pledging allegiance to the ring. I'm pledging allegiance to what the ring stands for. Anyway, we're gonna have an incredible breakdown, no holds bar debate on this tomorrow, Brian.
Hey, well said, Sam. You absolutely hit it on the nail. I love it. Go get them,
my friend. We sure appreciate you, man. We'll talk soon. Thank you so much, Brian Rust, everybody. RustCoinAndGift.com. You've got a friend in the honest money business. How's that? Thanks, Brian. All right, there he flies. He took off already, man. He's a busy man with things to do, but he'll take care of you. Get a hold of RustCoinAndGift.com. Spread the word. Tell your neighbor you've got an honest man in the honest coin, honest money business. RustCoinAndGift.com. I am Sam Bushman. That's hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. Pete Sepp with me. National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. God save the Republic of the United States of America.